Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, September 14th. Back in a full five-day storm. I don't know how we're going to do it.
I'll tell you what, and it's raining, too. I mean, it rained all weekend, and it's going to rain all day today, too.
Yeah, it is a wet one for sure. So the question comes about, because we are heading into the cold and flu season.
Yeah.
And like when you have a cold or a flu, they always recommend that you do not work out. You don't do your exercise routine. Mm-hmm. So it would seem to me to make sense when you get a flu shot that you wouldn't want to work out for a couple days just to be on the safe side, right?
But you're not really sick. I mean, unless you have some kind of reaction to the flu shot, right?
Right. Unless you have a reaction, then perhaps you shouldn't exercise. But there's actually evidence that says you'll get kind of a supercharged workout.
Wow.
After getting a flu shot.
So you kind of turbocharge the flu shot. Really?
Yeah. They said there's no danger in returning to regular activities after a flu vaccine, including exercise. In fact, small studies have shown increased antibody development from the flu vaccine after the participants in exercise. So
not bad. So get the shot, take a walk, do a little exercise, some jumping jacks. Maybe you can help out that shot do its job.
Yeah. So nice. I'll help you out there. We found out that a third of married couples live in the same state where they were born.
You know, I think that's some of the problems. I'm a big believer in travel. I think you can learn so much about other cultures. And we're here on an island. Look, in the United States, we have oceans separating us between a lot of disparate cultures. And I think that travel is really good. But apparently, Americans aren't traveling as much as we thought.
Well, no, it is kind of scary traveling. I was fortunate enough. My stepfather was in the Air Force. So we did travel the world. We were stationed in England. Where to this day, I am not allowed to give blood because of mad cow disease.
Isn't that amazing? Why they had mad cow. I remember that scare back in the, what was it, the 80s?
Yeah, so like 30 years ago. Yeah, we had problems, but I digress. I can't give blood. But, you know, like you said, it does open your eyes to a whole world and how things are done a little bit differently. And for me, it makes me appreciate living in America that much more. I wish more people could travel, but what they're finding out is that even though data collected from 2018, 34% of people that are married live in the exact same state they were born.
How about that? That's about a third of people, one in three, are in the same state you were born in. Okay.
Number one reason people are staying close is they want to stay close to family.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The other reasons, that's kind of interesting. They say that between 1940 and 1950 had the highest rate of married couples who hailed from the same state and lived in it. It's gotten broadened a little bit, but for the most part, married couples were born and will live and probably die in the same state.
That is really interesting. But how many of them are named Karen?
I just feel bad for anyone named Karen and Alexa.
Isn't that amazing? Nowadays, Karen used to be a very popular name. Now it's actually a meme. It means somebody who is,
trouble.
They're going to be in trouble. They want to see the manager. They're maybe over inconvenienced over the tiniest thing.
Yes, and I'm sure you've seen a few videos, and if it's tagged of Karen, that's exactly what it is. And believe it or not, it looks like mom and dad are not naming their kids Karen. It's basically the name's been going on a slide for the last 10 years, but it's been kind of accelerated over the last 2 years because of all the memes and the Karenisms that are going around there. Number one name for newborns in the 2019 year for girls was Olivia, and the number one name for boys, Liam.
Isn't that something? You know, the name, your name is Mud. Have you heard that expression?
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Mudd. It was actually a doctor who treated the man who assassinated Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his name was Mudd, and John Wilkes Booth actually went to see him because when he jumped off the balcony, he broke his leg, and he hopped off, and Mudd was just the doctor. He didn't know that he had just shot the president, but Mudd ended up, he went to prison and for aiding and abetting, but your name is Mudd became a really bad name. So it can happen.
By the way, Karen, the name peaked in 1965, so that
kind of
tells you about who, when you see videos, who Karen actually is.
Right.
This was kind of interesting because I've seen this on poultry packages. They all say no antibiotics. And
yeah, but what we learned is that doesn't mean the same thing to a lot of people.
Well, yeah. I mean, it would tend to mean like, all right, it's not been, the antibiotics have never been used on it. But here's the thing. The federal definition is that once the food is available to the consumer, it must not have any antibiotics. So that's why they stick it on the label. The problem is that when the when the livestock is being raised, they can use all the antibiotics they want in the world.
Yeah, but the only reason they do that is if the animal is sick.
Right.
So you're getting somebody who just recovered from something, God knows what.
Well, there's that, and then there's also a lot of antibiotics that are not used in humans that are used in livestock make them grow bigger or to be less disease resistant. And the problem is that, we're the end of all of this information. And more importantly, the more and more the antibiotics are used, the less effective they are as we get those superbugs that are popping up. So here's what you need to look for if you're actually looking for something that has zero antibiotics at all. And we're not even talking organic.
Because they can even give antibiotics in the hatchery while the chick is still in the egg.
Okay? Right. Yeah. So there's really no big regulation, but the consensus is raised without antibiotics is what you want to be looking for.
You know, I don't know that I've ever seen that. Have you?
I've seen that on a couple things, and generally it's the more expensive ones.
I'm just going to say it's probably the most expensive one in the whole case right there.
And I will tell you, at least for the chicken, the breasts are not nearly as big.
Isn't that interesting?
But they're much more, more tender.
They
taste better. So you can kind of tell where that's going at this here. But even, as I said, even with the label there of raised without antibiotics, it's kind of going by an honor system. All you have to do is file with the government that you're not using, pinky swear that you're not using any sort of antibiotics.
Really?
Want to take it a step further, look for an indication what's called the USDA Process Verified Seal.
Okay.
That means USDA inspectors have actually gone and inspected and verified that these people are not using any antibiotics whatsoever.
Okay, just be careful. Caveat emptor, let the buyer beware.
Ew. Let's see here. Multitasking, brushing your teeth in the shower. Ew.
You asked me earlier, do you brush your teeth in the shower? I'm thinking, I can't walk and chew gum at the same time. I'll poke my eye out, man.
No, come to find out, they're saying that it may not be a bad idea to brush your teeth in the shower. And here's why. That when we brush it at the sink, we are probably not doing it long enough.
Oh.
See, when you're in the shower, it's kind of like with the phone rings when you're in the shower. There's very little you can do. So when you're in the shower, you have all the time in the world to kind of brush your teeth. And more importantly, let all that toothpaste kind of linger in your mouth a bit. That's where the fluoride comes in and starts bonding with your teeth.
Yeah, it takes a while for the fluoride. You know what? You can do it when you've washed your hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put in the conditioner, but you want to wait before you rinse out the conditioner. There's the opportunity. There's your window right there to brush your teeth.
Yes, and as you know, even though you're kind of spitting down into the shower drain, it's no big deal. It's you're saving multitasking.
We're in the South, man. Spitting's fun.
And then finally, we learned a little bit more about the payroll tax deferral, or what is you need to be expecting as employers as of the first of this month. You may have noticed that you got a little bump in your pay. That is only temporary, and that's due to the president's executive order allowing employers to temporarily defer, that's the key word.
Defer, that means like next year's tax bill.
Yeah, that means that in essence, come the end of the year, you will have one or two things happen to your payroll. You'll either see less of money because your employer is pulling out more tax to make up that difference,
right?
Or on April 15th, you will probably owe instead of getting money back.
And you crunch some numbers. Let's say you take home a $1,500 paycheck. What will that mean to you owe the government starting next year?
If you take home $1,500, will you owe the government just for and this is just for the rest of the year, you owe the government April 15th, you owe them $744.
about half the amount of the $1,500, about 50% of that $1,500 paycheck.
Yeah, half a paycheck that you will owe. So that's kind of what you need to keep in mind. There's a couple of things you can do. If your employer is I know like federal employees in the military have to do this.
Right.
You may be able to talk to your HR people to get them to not do that. But even if they do that, financial experts recommend that you hang on to that money into a separate account. And just kind of let it sit there a while. The idea is that if you find out in January that your paycheck is, I don't know, $100 less than it normally is, you can dip into that funds to kind of counterbalance. That means that your employer is paying back the back taxes. Or when taxes are due on the 15th, you can pay that money back to the government without it being too much of an inconvenience for you.
But it's best to know before your surprise next
yes.
April.
And keep in mind, as much rhetoric is going around here, mm-hmm. According to the Constitution, the only the only people who can make this permanent is Congress.
Congress, yeah.
And Congress right now has been kind of quiet. It makes me nervous.
Yeah, and me too. Yeah, because they didn't come up with a second stimulus check either.
No, they're I don't know what they're doing. It's
dragging their feet, I'm thinking.
So there's our show for today, Monday, September 14th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
And remember, folks, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.